right now. It is time for the Friday Morning Mailbag, the accumulation of your communications throughout the week via the texts and the tweets and the TikToks. It's back by the way, everybody. So is the flute. Facebook's emails, prison letters. You remember that time long ago that you lost the flute?
I know. It was so sad. But don't worry. I put it somewhere safe so I can just I can play it.
Actual correspondence from actual home viewers just like you. First of all, we've given up on the
Toodaloo
Hank FM newsletter.
Oh, no.
I don't even think they do that anymore. Well, we remember.
I mean, I got it twice.
R.I.P.
All right? That's a lot.
Hank newsletter. If you want to know the latest of everything going on, just tune into the show.
Mm.
From the corporate side of things, a couple that we gathered throughout the week that we're not supposed to read on the air. This came from upper management on somebody looking to buy tickets for the Boys from Oklahoma Encore concert. Oh, that's Cross-Canadian Ragweed that they announced down in Waco, McLean Stadium. Anyone have a code from Baylor to the presale this morning? Thank you. I sent a code. It wasn't from Baylor, and I got no response. Just a random word.
Oh, okay.
Rhubarb. I just said type in rhubarb.
Mistletoe.
And that was to our general manager, which may explain why the third mic arm is gone. This from engineering. The mic arm from the guest mic was moved over to host mic number one. The on-off buttons are still assigned to the correct mic, so you will not have a guest mic until that new mic arm is received next week. Thank you.
Yeah, I did not get that email, even though they took, it's okay.
Well, that was probably a response to my engineering email that on Monday, the microphone arm that holds the microphone just completely collapsed and gave up.
Well, and it did make a variety of noises before it did that. It kind of screamed out
this
in pain.
This thing is like the Corvette. It's beautiful. Look at that. It's amazing. It's like one of those Amazon delivery trucks. Doesn't make a noise. It's beautiful out there. So good thing we didn't have guests this week, except you.
Mm. So if you'll remember back on Monday, it was Brian White, country singer, his birthday.
Yeah.
So on my computer the other day. And I'm not saying that they're listening. I'm just saying that I got this piece of spam, a pop-up, less than 24 hours later. For a personal injury attorney, for a board-certified attorney, Brian White.
Whoa.
He wants me to make the right call. It's kind of weird that I also got in a car accident. It's a little over a month ago, but
interesting. You know, Brian White hasn't had an album out since 2014, so maybe that's what Brian White's doing now.
Oh.
So much for pretending, I guess.
You go, Brian.
They are listening, and so are you. So is Steve, but not close enough. Steve said, could you please explain the four P's thing? Yes. This kind of caught on just like really, I don't know, last half year or something. I hadn't heard much about it, but it is, when it's called this like this, you got to protect your pets, your people, your pipes, and I think according to W, your pants. So that's the four P's right there.
Yep. Interesting.
I'm pretty sure. I looked it up.
From Carol in Hudson Oaks today, for the love of God, I need to stop listening to Hank FM.
Oh.
I've had the 18-wheeler roll-on song stuck in my head since yesterday. It's 6 a.m. and here I am still singing it. And you know what, Carol? You're welcome.
That's beautiful.
We
are the show that sticks with you.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Cowboy Mike says, my eggs are freezing.
Whoa.
It's too cold to call y'all.
Really?
It's too cold for the stock show, even. I'm bundled up like Kenny from South Park. Stay strong, Cowboy Mike. We love you.
You're going to do great. Off the text lines, good morning, Mom. Bo took the whole bottle of ranch and was drinking it in bed. We're going to need more ranch.
I think that sounds like a personal call.
Heather Lee.
I don't blame him for
that. Needs mom.
I don't blame him for that, though.
Special needs
mom. I mean,
yeah, I mean,
maybe I've done it. Marius Myram says, hello, listening from Spain.
Hi.
Everyone have a wonderful day.
España.
Well, now they're not probably listening at them. Barbecue James sent a couple of pictures from his wedding to us over the weekend.
Aww.
Thank you very, very much, buddy, right there. Lovely, lovely. I mean, she was. I mean, you were there too, Barbecue, but congratulations again on that.
So Hank FM celebrating Valentine's on Facebook last week with pictures of your sweetheart. Did you see Kathy Buckner posted a photo?
Mm.
with a very handsome man there, Mr. Buckner. Also, Sheila Roach
Russell. Oh, my dad.
Yeah, that's your dad.
I am also Mr. Buckner, but that's okay for those playing at home.
Sheila Roach Russell, well, she posted one with her cat. She says, he never lets me down. Brooke showed off her lime white claw. Apparently is... says they've been going strong since 2020, while Michael Wyman has a green hot rod that he says never talks back. Happy Valentine's.
Some wisdom from retired Ricky said, I never thought I'd be the kind of person who'd wake up early in the morning to exercise. And I was right. 682 just texted in earlier in the week, checked for bed bugs.
Oh, dear.
All right. How do you... You know something I don't know there?
Good heavens.
Chris says, oh, hey, is that cup of coffee... still good? You really should share.
Yeah. Don't be selfish, KB.
Andrew texted in. I enjoy listening to you in the mornings from Stephenville. We love the Ville down there.
Oh, that's very nice.
And then texted back. I get many laughs hearing you and Heather in the morning.
Aww.
Thank you, Andrew.
Brian,
go ahead. We can only hear you.
I know. Come on over. Brian Buckley, remember the Hank FM proposal with our gal Elizabeth?
Yeah.
I met her out at the Fort Worth Museum of Science and History.
Greatness.
Well, he says to ask Buckner about the Neil McCoy proposal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we made that happen for Brian and got the Neil McCoy, as a part of it. That was
in the early show days.
Yeah, we even... bothered celebrities back then.
Aw.
Dave texted this one in. Hey, I've been following radio in the FWD area since the early 80s when I moved here as a child. I remember riding my bike up to the original Eagle station when it was in Arlington to get the first ever bumper sticker. I love radio.
Aww.
I've listened over the years. Great teams like Bo and Jim and you and Heather Lee are the hardest working radio personalities I think I've ever heard in my almost 50 years of following DJs.
Oh my goodness. Thank you very, very much. That is so sweet, Dave.
I am not related to Dave. I looked just to see. Ryan in Weatherford says, here you go for the morning show, the best of social media out of Palo Pinto County. Buy, sell, or give comes from Renee. I'm giving out this MacBook that I bought to surprise my husband for his birthday, but then I caught him cheating on me. I know I could sell it and get my money back, but I want to show him I gave it away for nothing, like he is to me. Palo Pinto had a hotter week than most. And then finally, Randy asks, KB, is this voice of the Texas power grid also the voice of your girlfriend? Well,
good morning and happy Valentine's Day.
It could be. It could be.
It's you and me with KB and Heather Lee.